Let's discuss davening outside more. We discussed last night whether there's an obligation to partake in such a minyan, and we concluded that there is no obligation for many different reasons. People could opt out, but the opportunity is there, assuming the government allows for it and assuming the rabbanim have approved it. We also discussed whether there's a street blocking in between, whether that serves as a hefsek. So now I want to discuss davening outside. Outside the street question, is it mitzarif different courtyards, different front yards, different backyards? That's going to be the question. Now, I want to be clear that we're only talking about the initial 10 people, making the first 10. Maybe tomorrow night I'll discuss, let's say there's a 10 group of 10 that exist, and you're somewhere outside, and for you, you can't be mitzarif because there's a street or whatever other block might be there. We'll discuss tomorrow whether you can or how one can join an existing minyan, even though you might be in a different area. So tonight we're going to again discuss how to create a minyan, being mitzarif different people, different parts. So there's a din brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nunhei, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber is very clear. Tzarech sheyihu kol ha'asar b'makom echad u'shliach tzibur imahem. Everybody must be in the same place, including the chazan, inside a shul, inside a house. This becomes very challenging sometimes in a base avel. If it's a small room, you got a few guys here, a few guys, different rooms. That can't be a mitzarif. You have to have everyone in the same exact place. 10 people in the same place. How is that going to be accomplished? So when it's outside, it's pretty easy. Everyone's on the front lawn, and everyone could see each other, so that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, the only shaila is if you're in different reshuyos, different properties. But that's when it comes to, it doesn't mean properties how you own it. It means properties in terms of a mechitza, if there is any types of walls in the way. So if everyone's outside, on the backyard, in the front yard, and there's no fences in between, that's all considered bais echa, that's all one area. That's completely fine, assuming everyone could see each other. We'll get to if you can't see each other. But let's say you're in a place, in an apartment building, you're davening on the porch, or in the backyard, you're in the porch, you're in the deck, or even the front yard, there's a porch. If there's some type of mechitza that is serving as a halachic mechitza, which defines you as a separate reshus, can you combine different people in different reshus? That's really the question. So this is learned from a halacha in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, when it comes to benching. There's a din brought down in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have shtei chaburos, she'ochos bebayis echad, two people or two groups in one house, or even in two houses, in miktsasen rowin elus elu, if some could see each other, you could be mitzarif tzimun, you could be mitzarif. As long as they could see each other, that will work, even though they're in different places, different houses, different reshuyos, and if they can't see each other, then you can't be mitzarif them. So you have a din by benching, that people could see each other from different reshuyos, they're mitzarif tzimun. So too, one would imagine, the same halacha might apply to benching, rather to davening, if people could see each other, even though I'm in my house, and you're in your house, I'm in my deck, you're in your deck, that should be mitzarif. That's the din. And the truth is, the Rajba actually says this. The Rajba says you could connect the halachas of Zimun to the halachas of Minim. The problem is, when the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha, he quotes this Rajba and says that the Rajba only says this Bederech Efsher. As a possibility, maybe you could learn the halacha of Zimun to apply, if you could see each other for Zimun, that might apply to Minyanim as well. So that's one suffix we have. Number two, the Berlacha points out that this chiddush of the Rajba, that for Zimun, that if you could see each other, you created a Zimun, that's only the Rajba. Many other Rishonim argue. When they say you could be mitzarif if you see each other, it's not if there are two guys there and one guy there to three, it's if there are three people over there and another three people over there, that each in their own right has their Zimun, then they see each other, they can make a larger Zimun. But if you have two over there and one over there, that doesn't work by seeing each other according to other Rishonim. So only the Rajba holds that way. And number two is, who says you can extend it over to the halachas of tefillah, of davening? So when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha of applying it to tefillah, does re'iyah work? Does simply seeing work when you're in two different reshuyos? The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman and Aleph, he says, "There yesh machmirim afilu b'roin." There are those who are machmir. If you see each other, there are those who are machmir and say, maybe you shouldn't do this. But then the Mishnah Berurah says later on, if you're following inside, the want to look up later in Ma'amar Komos, in Sif Katan Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that even though there yesh machmirim, b'mokom adchak, efshir yesh lahakel. If you're in a tough situation, if you could see each other, even though you're different houses, different porches, different decks, efshir yesh lahakel, there might be room to be makel and combine it. So there's a lot of diukim in the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha. When Rav Shechter goes to this discussion, Rav Shechter seems to be very against this. He says there are those who want to be makel, and say if you're in a different porch, you could see each other, that works. He says it's very, very hard to rely on this. That being said, Rav Asher Weiss says you can. He makes all these diukim that you certainly can rely on, seeing each other from different houses. And Rav Felder from Lakewood also says you can rely on seeing each other from different houses. And Rav Sternbach has a tshuva, says you also can rely on this if you see each other. But he adds a little wrinkle. He says, just in case maybe it doesn't work, and you're having a brachal vatala, and then all these brachal vatalas of chazar sashats, he suggests that the chazans have in mind make a tanai that's a nedava. Meaning, if it's not really a minion, let this tefillah be a nedava. Now, normally we don't suggest davening the tefillah's nedava, but just in case, he says, you should have in mind that it's a tefillah's nedava that only helps for a tefillah b'tzibur. It doesn't help for the baruch hu, or for the kaddish, or any of the brachas that you're saying, but at least for the shemoneh esrei, you could get around it with a tefillah's nedava. So that's Rav Shechter seems to be against it, but many other poskim seem for it. Now, what happens if you can't see each other? Let's say all 10 people can. You have a long block, and you know you have one guy on each yard, so you have 10 houses. It's likely that the guy number house 1 and house number 10 can't see each other. Or let's say you have it situated where there's a corner. So there's a corner house, so you know the guy in the corner house could see the guy on the right side, but he can't see the guy, and you can see the guy on the left side, but the houses that are further apart can't see around the bend. Only the guy in the corner could see both sides. Does that work? So there is a din, again, in Birkas HaMazon, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, in the Siman Kuf Tadi Hei Siv Beis, Ochlu Miktasan Bebayis, a few people are eating in the house, U Miktasan Chutabayis, a few guys are outside the house. So that can't be Mitzarif, they can't see each other. But he writes, Im HaMivarech Yoshev Miptanabayis, if the guy who's leading benching is in the entranceway of the house, where he could see the guys inside, and he could see the guys outside, then he can be Mitzarifim. So if the Mevarech could see both, even though each party can't see each other, but there's a guy in the middle who could see everyone, he is Mitzarif them. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that. It's Ke'ilu Miktsasen Roas Zed. They're like each of them are seeing each other. So the Shaar Tzion points out it's only if the Mevarech is the one who could see them. But let's say another guy, another participant, who's not leading benching, can see everyone. So then the Shaar Tzion writes, De Adam Acher Mechaburos Kishiyashav Lomani. Doesn't work. Only the Mevarech, because he's being motzi everyone together. But one of the other guys who are just participating and responding, he's the guy in the middle who can see everyone. That does not work. Only if it's the one who's saying benching. So we have the same exact halacha when it comes to tefillah as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Tezvav, Im Miktasim Bifnim, U Miktasim Bechutz. Some guys are inside, some guys are outside, and they can't see each other. But the Shliach Tzibur is Toch HaPesach, he's in the doorway, and he could see the inside guys, and he could see the outside guys, then he's Mitzarfan, he can be. So if you are in a situation davening outside, where not everyone could see each other, then the only one who could daven is really the Chazan. The Chazan who could see the 9 other guys, only he could be the one davening, because he could see everyone. But to have some other guy who can't see all 10, that would not work. So these halachas are somewhat complicated. Tomorrow night I'll discuss Amir Tashem the question again. If you have a minion in one place and it follows all the rules we discussed and you don't fit in because you're on the other side of the street or whatever, or you're inside your house with different rishus, or you can't see them, you can see one guy but you can't see 10 guys, we'll talk about how you could be mitzarif, how you could at least respond and piggyback off that existing minion. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful evening.